ஓம் ஸ்ரீ கணேசாய நமஹ. ஓம் ஸ்ரீ சரஸ்வத்யை நமஹ. ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஓம் சமஸ்த ஜன கல்யாணே நிரதம் கருணாமயம் நமாமி சின்மயம் தேவம் சத்குரும் பிரம்மவித்வரம். ஓம் சச்சிதானந்த ரூபாய விஸ்வோத்பத்தியாதி ஹேதவே தாபத்ரய விநாசாய ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ணாய வயம் நுமஹ. ஹரி. பரமாத்மாத்வயானந்தா சர்வபூதஸ்திதோபிஹ அஜ்ஞானே நாவ்ருதோ த்ருஷ்டஹ ததைவச மனோமலைஹி. நவ் இஃப் சம்திங் இஸ் கவர்ட் பை இக்னரன்ஸ், இஃப் தட் இக்னரன்ஸ் இஸ் ரிமூவ்ட், தென் தி திங்ஸ் ஷுட் ஷைன் ஃபோர்த், ரைட்? ஐயா, what happens whenever we give any example, the example is understood when, right? But when we apply to this knowledge, samajh mein nahi aata. For example, example is given in the our Vedanta also, swakantha bharanam. A lady was wearing necklace, went to party and all that, and came back and slept in morning, where is my necklace? Got up late, so where is my necklace? Husband had gone to office. She was searching, and you know it, once the delusion happens, you know, and we think it is lost, where we will search, you know, unimaginable places. You go on searching such place which is not possible. Even the tin of sugars also you start searching. How can it go there and all that? And she got so worried. Where it is lost? And her husband was rather terrible. She thought, if I break one cup, he gives me 1 hour lecture. If he comes to know this necklace lost, I don't know whether he will make me necklace. Then she made a phone call to him. You know, necklace, what? I don't understand what you're talking about. You come here now. So she went nearby that officer, and when she said, my necklace is lost, he was smiling, calm, quiet. She was wondering whether he learned the Sthita Prajna Lakshana from the Bhagavad Gita, that equanimity, absolute. He said, nothing to worry. You just see your hand take. You know what happened? When she slept, the whole necklace had gone back. So we should see here, nothing, nothing, nothing. Ajnanam. She did not know it was there only. But because of ignorance, it was not searching. But the moment that knowledge, it is here. Example understood very easily, right? But now when we say, the Vedanta says, that Satchidananda Atma is in your heart, which heart, you know? Recently I went through bypass, they never found anything there. So, the other thing is understood, that if something is because of ignorance, when ignorance goes away, it's time you come to know. Here also same thing should happen, right? Now see the second shloka now. ज्ञानेन तु तद् ज्ञाने नष्टे भाति स्वयं हि सः सत्यमेतत्तथापीह कष्टमेकं च वर्तते. सो फर्स्ट इट वाज सेड Advayananda Paramatma is there in the hearts of all beings. But it is not known to us because of ignorance and covered by impurities of mind. So, jnane natu tad ajnane nashte. When a person makes an inquiry into this, with the help of right means of knowledge, which is the Vedanta Upanishad, and with the help of a teacher, when the knowledge jnanena ajnane nashte, when ignorance is dispelled, tadbhati, then Atma Swarupa shines forth. It is already there. That means you come to know that it is already there, it is my own self. Satyam etat, this is true. Tathapi bapriya. Even though this is true, but still, see, when we give examples and all that, how easily they are understood. Afterwards, when that lady who has understood that necklace is there only, afterwards, again, there is no problem with going searching and all that. The search has ended. Shanti, shanti, shanti. But here, even when we listen to the Vedanta and all that, but still, kashtam ekam cha vartate. But some kashtam, some difficulty, some problem, samasya vartate. Examples are very good. But to apply that and the same thing, now one point out is very clearly. Any student who has really highly qualified, purified, that person will not have any problem. Even one instruction is enough for that. The Siddhanta is like that. If a guru says, Tattvam asi, that you are. Thank you, Guru. Aage baatam. But the majority cases, this problem which is there, in a majority cases, what we find that even though they listen, hear this, that, they say, I heard that, you know, Ananda Atma, but I don't feel, you know, I don't feel. Or they always think Atma is some entity somewhere. You know? Once one person came to me, all the time you are saying that Atma, Ananda, Swarupa, Atma, let him be Ananda, Swarupa, what do I get? Aribab, that you are. Again, we think of that some, you know, third person like, Hoga ek Ananda Atma. Mujhe kya mila usse? What do I get? That you are. So, in the majority cases, what happens, that if ignorance is gone, then we also see that, but still, our search doesn't seem to end, and all our sorrows and what to do? What is this? So, the scriptures, they make it very clearly that this is so subtle that jnate vastuni api, even though when the truth is revealed and for the time being also we nod our head, yes. Afterwards, no. It can't be. They say, I am Ananda. What Ananda? Very Ananda. They say, I am infinite. What infinite? I am limited by everything. You know? And then all our inherent tendencies and all that, they don't allow us to understand, to accept. And sometimes we feel, I think Vedanta is not telling the truth. The truth is, I am miserable only. We start doubting the scripture also. The teacher, doubt the teacher number one. Right? So all these things keep on happening. This is our difficulty. So what is that difficulty? That Paramatma is there. It is there in the heart. Not seen, not known. But when it is revealed, we say, So many people say, as long as satsang goes on, we understand everything. When it is over, it is over. Back to square one, back to our own. It happens. Why? So already I said, one reason is ajnanam, other is impurities of mind. They again start coming. Bhagavan Shankaracharya has given a very beautiful example in Viveka Chudamani. Then sometime you will find a pond of water and it is covered with the green moss. So the water is not seen. But if you, with your hand, if you remove that green moss, it is very. But when you remove your hand, that again it comes. Again it covers. These are the manomalas. Therefore, the knowledge will take place when a proper inquiry is conducted into the nature of the self with Vedanta Praman and with the Guru, and at that time we understand it also. We understand. But again some covering comes there. So they also have to be really removed. Therefore now come to the third shloka. Yavanmalana kshiyante manaso raga rupakaha tavanna tatva jidnyasa jayate manushe hridi. Yavat, as long as malaha nakshiyante manasaha, the impurities of mind, as long as the impurities of minds are not removed. And what are the impurity? Here only one word is used, but later on more we'll see. Raga rupakaha. Raga means attachments. At that only one word is given, more we'll see again. Our like, dislike, so many are there impurities. So as long as these impurities are not gone, even the desire for knowledge does not come in the first place. These impurities are such that as long as they are very thick and all that, even the desire for knowledge does not arise. If desire for knowledge has risen in the mind, that itself shows that to great extent these impurities are gone, to some extent. Otherwise, even the desire would not have come. Why I am saying this? The very fact we all are here in ashram for the camp, that means to great extent our impurities are gone. Thank God! I thought I was full of impurities only. No. If that was so thick, like tarpaulin. So even the desire for knowledge would not have come, and desire for coming to Siddhavadi also would not have come. Oh, that means our mind is pure to some, at least some, of course. Thank God. I feel it is relieved. So my case is not that bad. No, it's not that bad. You know, sometimes the heart blockages are there when they go angiogram and all that and all that. Only one artery is blocked. Only one? No, only one. That was only partially, but so it's only one of 10 bunga darling with you. That's all, no? Oh, yeah. 5 arteries are blocked completely, my dear. Huh? You feel relieved or not? Yeah. Once you get the medical report, and all, it's not that bad. May not be very, very good, but it's not that bad also. So, if the impurities are not gone, even desire for knowledge also will not be there. Huh? Now, suppose the desire has come, but still some impurities, we allow them to remain there, then the problem will be there. Because I tell you, some people are there, they are called denial mode. They won't accept that there's something wrong with them. Huh? Family people would say, I think you should go for a medical check. What? Nothing wrong with me. And particularly those who have got mental problem, wo to kabhi bhi nahi believe karenge. I think something wrong with you only. Now say, because of our punya karmas, suppose that desire is risen, very good. But these impurities don't allow that whole knowledge to take place properly. So the thought development is the next shloka now, you see. कथंचित यदि जायेत तत्वेच्छा पूर्वकर्मतः बोधोपि जायते यद्वा तन्निष्ठा नैव संभवेत. नाउ suppose kathanchid api jayata tattva iccha. Suppose in somebody's mind the desire for knowledge of truth arises, kathanchid means because of some reason, purva karmatah, because the good karmas done in earlier life, and also by God's grace. That kathanchit purva karmata, one factor is because of some good karmas were done earlier, not done in life, this life, but something was done good, you know, because of that, and also because of God's grace. Therefore in our shastra Vedanta it says ishvaranugraha deva punsam advaita vasana. If by God's grace the desire for knowledge arises in the minds of people. So some credit goes to his punya karma and some God's grace together. Suppose this tattva iccha is risen. Earlier it was said, if the impurity are too thick, even that desire will not be there. But if those impurities are gone to some extent and also grace is there, then tattva iccha can be there. And also if that person gets that satsang, you know, where this Vedanta vichar takes place. Then, bodhopi jayate. As I say, as long as we listen to all these things, you know, all of us, yeah, that's right. We can see the truth of it. Why? Because pramana vyapara is there. The right means of knowledge is in action. It is something like, you know, my eyes are closed, so I don't see. But the moment eyes are open, I see the thing or not. Right? So the pramana is there. When the Vedanta means of knowledge is there, and why, you know, at the satsang time, why do we feel that we are understanding everything? Because for that period, our mind is much more calm, receptive, and when that teaching is going on, so that moment it happens. That's why yesterday also I said inaugural time, now when you are sitting here, forget all your worries, anxiety, at least when you are here. Because that mind will be in receptacle state. And when the inquiry also is there, so to a great extent, purity is also there. Quietude is there. And right inquiry going on, so knowledge takes place. But if we are not paid attention to this, our mind, then what happens is, the nishtha naiva sambhavet. Nishtha means what? Getting well established in that knowledge, abidance in that knowledge does not take place. So now the sequence is like this. If the impurities are 100%, even desire for knowledge does not arise. If to great extent that impurities are gone, then the desire for knowledge arises. Right? Then with that, if you make inquiry, even at that knowledge take place, knowledge will take place. But if those impurities are still there, then abidance of that knowledge, firm abidance does not take place. So what is important is, to gain knowledge, to retain knowledge, to get well established in that knowledge. To get well established in that knowledge, purity of mind is required. Now some people have got a very wishful thinking. What is that? In due course time, automatically everything will be all right. Automatically. You know, it is true that I have got a very short temper and all that. Temper, anger is there. But it will be all right in a few days. How it will be all right? Huh? Such high temper, highly temperamental person, So other his friend explained what is temperamental. 50% temper, 50% mental. It is called temperamental. Automatically everything will be, nothing happens automatically. You know, automatically you get only old without effort. No special effort is required. Right? How automatic knowledge will take place? How automatically anger is there? How that will go away if you don't understand it? And sometimes, you know, somebody makes effort also to get rid of anger. You know what? Fasting. If you fast, then the hunger, the anger will increase. Because this type of upaya also is no good. One man went to some teacher, I get so angry, what can I do? Take cold water bath. So whenever you get angry, take cold water bath. Winter season. And how many times I will have cold water? Because the anger is all the time there. He got so angry, he put cold water bath on the teacher who gave such an advice. Automatic, it will not go, or this kind of upayas, it will not go. What is required is right understanding. So what happens is, first, didar only will not be there. If arises, and if everything is factor, some knowledge also will take place. That's why I said, we have to pay attention to our mind. We pay attention to our body, pay attention to our intellect, pay attention. Then there will not be tension. Have right intention. With that you go, then you see. So, kathanchid yadi jayeta tatvecha purva karmataha bodhopi jayete yadva tannishtha naiva sambhavet. And the suppose somebody says, nishtha is not there, doesn't matter, you know. Nishtha is not there, doesn't matter. What doesn't matter? That matters a lot. That we'll see tomorrow. If that nishtha does not happen, then what? Okay? Just Shri Krishna Govinda Hare, Shri Krishna Govinda Hare Murare, He Nath Narayana Vasudeva, Shri Krishna Govinda Hare Murare, He Nath Narayana Vasudeva, Shri Krishna Govinda Hare Murare. He Nath Narayana Vasudeva, Shri Krishna Govinda Hare Murare, He Nath Narayana Vasudeva. He Nath Narayana Vasudeva, Vasudeva, Shri Krishna Chandra Bhagavan ki, Shri Sadguru Nath Maharaj ki, Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate, Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.